This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So rather than play it piece by piece, I left these three plays in sequence all together. It's 30 seconds. The great Mike Breen. Here's the deal with the Sixers. They're up by five. Kyle Lowry just missed a free throw. Knicks come up. They're moving around in the front court. Time is winding down as we get inside 30 seconds.
Brunson, sidestep, three-pointer, shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
That was indeed Mike Breen on
NBA.
That was a great rebound by Hartenstein.
And then how about the block he had after the timeout?
Oh, yes.
I mean, pretty damn good. Knicks come back and really stun the Sixers. 104-101.
What do you think it's like to hit that three, turn around, flex like Dante DiVincenzo was, and look at that crazy Garden crowd? Like, that's got to be one of the all-time feelings.
Adrenaline rush.
I mean, to hit that three, to turn around, be like, and then look at that crazy crowd. I mean, and I know this guy won a championship in college, but that's got to be one of his all-time moments.
I would certainly think so.
I would say so, too. And those three guys and Achua and Hartenstein, I mean, the fact that how many balls they tip, how many balls are stolen, how many key rebounds they've been able to get.
Yeah.
Like I said, they got to win two more games in this series. There may be a game here or there where they're completely cold and they can't do that. But, you know, just these last two games, to not be playing their best, but it's saving their best for the end.
They're playing harder.
They're playing defense is what they're doing.
Which they've done all season long. And the Sixers are playing defense, too.
Oh, yep.
The Knicks are just killing them on the backboards with big rebounds. Here was, so this is to your point about the crowd. Here's DiVincenzo on MSG afterwards.
Listen to this. This is what we do. This is who we do it for. That's it. 2-0.
2-0 going to Philadelphia for game three. Here was Hartenstein afterwards. How about your rebound and your block? Pretty big plays in this game.
I mean, I think a lot of guys came up with gritty plays, rebounds, big rebounds at the end, free throws, Josh getting a steal, Dante making a big shot. I mean, it was really everybody.
And that, you know, you look at Maxey. Maxey hasn't been stopped both games, and to head to stop him there was... That was the game.
Yeah. I mean, when he gets running downhill like that, it's incredible, and he usually finishes. And I thought the way, as crazy as that game was going, I thought there was 100% that he was going to score there. It was just the heart in the mouth the entire time. And I was convinced. I mean, I hate to say that I thought they had lost the game after that Maxey three, that deep three that he had. But I was convinced.
Yep.
I was like, all right, this sucks. You made the comeback. You lost it. They'll still win the series, I hope. But, just incredible.
Here was Deuce McBride. Is that the coolest game you've been a part of?
I think so, especially at this level, playoff basketball. And just to find a way at the end to pull it out like that, I mean, shows the fight this team has, honestly.
All right, so now on the other side of things, obviously not so good with Philadelphia, and I couldn't agree with you more with the whole Nick Nurse thing. I mean, you want to call timeout, you better be a little bit more demonstrative, let them know you're calling timeout.
So I go to the Islander game right after the end of this. I don't watch any post game. So then I hear him while I'm driving in bitch about this. So I'm like, okay, let me take a look at the video when I get in here. Is he serious?
I agree.
Especially when he says, I looked at the video to make sure. I mean, this guy's lying through his teeth.
He's barely calling timeout. I agree. Here he is, unhappy with the officials.
He saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure. And I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
So when your guy didn't have possession!
Right.
I mean, he's going... like this when Josh Hart has the ball in his hand.
Exactly.
Look at that rebound. Woof.
And then here was Embiid. This was the clip you were talking about.
We don't win this series. We gonna win this. We know what we gotta fix. We did a better job today, so we gonna fix it. But we're the better team, and we gonna keep fighting.